country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Oh, we certainly don't, folks. And thank you for joining us tonight. Day after Christmas, December 26, 2019. I hope you had as beautiful a Christmas as the Kelso family had up here in North Dakota. And pleased to have you join us here on this live program, in which you can participate at 800-313-9443. That phone number will take you right into the sprawling metropolis of Round Rock, Texas, where the Republic Broadcasting Network, founded by John Stadtmiller, and presided over by him to this day, is headquartered. And that's where you send your support if you want to keep hearing this Patriot Radio, as well as anybody who's bringing the message to you, any other networks or superlative things like the TalkStream Live. Wow, we love TalkStream Live. Keep all those Patriot avenues open and flowing with your contributions. I'm James Kelso, and what else do we have in the way of housekeeping? Nothing. We're set to go. So let us endeavor here to try to keep up breathlessly, futilely. Let's try to keep up with Donald Trump Senior. And in tonight's show, I think I'll talk a little bit about Donald Trump Junior. Because I've had a real revelation in the last day. I bought a book by Donald Trump Jr. entitled Triggered. And I'm supposed to have the copy, my copy, right here on the table with me, and I don't. So at some point in tonight, you'll hear me going down the stairs to get my copy and bring it back up. I want to share some passages in this book. I haven't read the whole thing. I am going to read the whole thing. I bought it for my daughter thinking, wow, this would be a good way. This is a good introduction for her, a good look at the Trump phenomenon. You know, something might be pretty good. Have a good youthful appeal, this younger Trump. Not really. So I bought it kind of sight unseen. Well, then I started reading it, and I'll tell you what, it is a page-turner for me. I am going to read the whole thing probably tonight, come back with more wonderful, wonderful moments from the book. But you know, when we were entering the show here, we had that theme music coming from Hank Williams Jr. We say grace and we say ma'am, and if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Well, that's one of the beauties of Hank Williams Jr. is he's so frank, he's so blunt, he gets right to the damn point. People like that. Well, that's what they love about Donald Trump Senior as well. Now, turns out, as we find out in the book Triggered, the apple has not fallen far from the tree with his son, Don Jr. And now you've seen Don Jr. on TV. You've seen him for short interviews and little clips here and there, which they don't give you the breadth. You got to read this book to realize what a deep, like his dad, what a deep thinker Don Jr. is. How blunt he is, how frank, how honest, how politically incorrect he is. So he doesn't give a damn if you hang into that political correctness. And however I botched the metaphor there. But in any event, he's blunt, and it is wonderful. And I'll venture to say I'm almost getting an impression here. He might even be, well, he is as blunt as his dad. Let's put it that way. As blunt as his dad. So that leaves room for the possibility, maybe even more blunt. Anyway, now, where does this kind of thinking take me? Well, I'll tell you what. I'll cut right to the chase here. Don't pussyfoot around. I think John Jr. would make a great president in 2024. I like them apples. Don Trump Sr. succeeded by Donald Trump Jr. Kind of like John Adams followed by John Quincy Adams, although not immediately. And the, of course, that's a noble comparison. An ignoble comparison is George Herbert Walker Bush followed by George Walker Bush Sr. and Jr. And then, that's my thinking goes right there. He is really looking like he's got, and you know, in someone to take on the mantle of Donald Trump Sr. has got to be a bold person, I think. I don't think somebody who's a nice guy or has good ideas is going to be able to, this is a battle commander. This is not a peacetime commander that we need. So, you read military history and you hear that people, if you're in a war, you want a battle commander who is of the sort of George S. Patton. You want that kind of general, not an efficient peacetime, hail fellow, well met, gets along with everybody, backslapping general. No, you need a fighter. And that's what Don Sr. is. So some of the people that might be nice guys and have Trump thinking in their minds might not be adequate as a successor, as a commander in chief, not just of the American military. How about commander in chief of our movement? So anyway, I'm looking at Donald Trump Jr. I don't know what his middle name is. I know Senior is Donald John Trump. Let me look it up right now. What the heck? It's simple as that, isn't it? Just look up the man. I also see his age. Let's see how he would be a very young president. Donald Trump Jr. There he is. Let's see. Oh my goodness, Donald John Trump Jr. I am loving that. I like that dad put his middle name on his son as well. Born December 31st. I like that. Kind of a name, a date that sticks in your memory. Last day of the year, 1977. And so that makes him 41 years old. Ooh, so in 5 years, he would be 46. Perfect age. For a youthful president, born in New York City. I'm liking that. That's where I was born. Went to his dad's alma mater, University of Pennsylvania. Got a Bachelor of Science degree there. And he's a Republican. Ooh, okay, good. I'm being silly with you. I apologize. He divorced his wife, Vanessa Hayden, that's my eyes there, Vanessa Hayden. They were married from 2005 to 2018, 13-year marriage. five children. They were very prolific. And his mom is Ivana, of the three wives of Donald Trump Sr. So he's a handsome son of a gun and very cool, you know, with that, I don't know what you would call that, that stubble beard that's so hip and in. And let's see, he's, he has two younger siblings. Okay, let's get his relationship to Ivanka and Eric. So he's the older brother with Eric and older than Ivanka. And his two half siblings are his half sister Tiffany, who is the daughter with Donald Trump of Marla Maples, and now young Barron, who is Melania's son. And let's see. All right. The Trump's parents divorced. So Ivana and Donald Sr. divorced when Don Jr. was 13 years old. He went to Buckley School, then he went to the Hill School, then he went to University of Pennsylvania. Oh, he went to the Wharton School of Finance. Excellent. Tough school. And he got his BS in economics. Very good. Now, speaking of his worthiness as a presidential candidate, you know, the politically correct insiders, the deep staters, they'll complain and whine that, oh, he hasn't run for office. He hasn't been elected anything. You can't start out with the presidency. Well, let's see. What's his father's name again? Donald Trump. What political office was he elected to before president? None. None. And that's what's so darn refreshing. One of the refreshing things about Donald Trump Jr. So Donald Trump Sr. Jr. brings the same quality to the table. He is, in fact, not a politician. He is a businessman. He is a doer, a maker, a creator, and not part of the political insider game, which is why his father, one of the reasons his father has to be destroyed, because he is an outsider. So Don Jr., his bona fides are wonderful. Other insiders, like I'll just take, just pick anybody. I don't want to cast aspersions on any good Republican, but people who've been Republican politicians for the last 20 or 30 or 40 years, you know, hey, they've been politicians for too long. We need the fresh blood that the father brought to us. The son has that. Then let me add this. The father, who has done so ably as president, had no preparation at all. None. How about Don Jr.? Does he have any other preparation to be president? Well, most assuredly, 8 years of the most perfect apprenticeship a person could possibly have to be president of the United States to succeed Donald Trump Jr., and that is to be by the side, a right-hand man of Donald Sr. for 8 years, living in the White House, working in the White House, slugging it out with his father in the trenches for 8 years. That preparation, inestimably greater than any time in the Senate or in the U.S. Congress, or being like Pete Buttigieg, a mayor of some dumb city. Well, it's not a dumb city, I guess. But it's just a small city. But that's perfectly adequate. So all these people that will complain that Don Jr. hasn't been elected to anything, well, Pete Buttigieg was elected by 8,000 votes out of 100,000 cast in just a city. Congress people, they're commonly elected by 100,000 votes. No, this is no big mandate of the people. Nancy Pelosi has never been voted upon or endorsed by anything more than her little congressional district in the center of San Francisco. How many votes does Bernie Sanders get as a senator from Vermont? You know, tiny state population, tiny number of votes for Bernie Sanders. So my point being, this guy might be the perfect candidate. And so a groundswell would have to be built. And this book, Triggered, I think helps build that. I don't get any feeling in this book that it was ghostwritten at all. It comes out as Don Jr.'s voice, the whole thing. It's a tour de force. It is a brilliant book. I read some of it to a patriot friend of mine over the phone today. And I just was reading for the first time, just reading pages, kind of randomly. And brilliant insight after brilliant insight rolled off these pages. So this is a heck of a man. I've been impressed with Eric Trump, his brother as well. And Ivanka is no small potatoes. All of them great intellectual endowment. All of them extremely talented. And from whence did it come? Well, as I said, the apple isn't falling far from the tree. And they're turning out to be a great family that fight together, that stick together, that work together incredibly well, that can take any amount of, talk about preparation. Donald Trump Sr. had not withstood the fire. You know, he has now proved himself in the trenches under fire. But Don Jr. has experienced that fire. Oh, interesting insight. This came from the book. I read this today. Okay, who is the number one person in the United States, which would have to be in the world, but the number one person, according to the Secret Service, who receives more death threats than any other person in America? Who do you think it is? Well, I hear you all together saying in unison, Donald Trump, President Trump. You're right. More death threats than any other person in the United States over the last 3 years. Okay, who's number two? I would have no idea but now I know, because Donald Trump Jr. just told me in his book, which is full of facts you will never see anywhere else. The mainstream, lamestream, fake news media is never going to present these facts because they're so favorable. The facts are so favorable to the Trump family. It's Donald Trump Jr. who is the second most frequent recipient of death threats. His wife, former wife, and a Secret Service agent had to go to the hospital in one of those death threats where they received an unidentified white powder in the envelope, which, you know, you have to take the precaution it might be anthrax. You have to immediately go to the hospital and immediately be checked. That has to be immediately checked at a very high level. Is this anthrax? If it is, then extraordinary measures have to be taken. And so that happened, and he's had many other threats. So that's an interesting thing. Let's go here. Let us take a look at the day after Christmas. Let's just see what, let's go to the father of all of this excitement, Donald Trump Sr. And he is tweeting to you and to me, to all of us. Let's see, his most recent tweets here are in the last 2 hours. He is making up a little bit for some lost tweeting time on Christmas Day. My goodness, he's going wild here today. And he's really getting heavy into graphics in his tweets. Tweet after tweet has a graphic on it or a video attached. Here's a nice one. He says, it's pretty simple. The CIA whistleblower is not a real whistleblower. Then came the day we'll get to that. We'll get to that video tweet right after this short break. Stay tuned. Hearts beat
fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. Me and old head, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically incorrect.
Nothing wrong with the flag.
Nothing wrong with the working man. Me and old head, we're just some of many. Can't get no respect.
None.
Politically incorrect.
Yes, indeed. Politically incorrect. Or incorrect any way you want it. That's us. And that's you and our audience here. And while during the break, I did as I promised. I ran downstairs and got my brand new copy of Triggered. And shame on me for not having bought it sooner. I'm looking at the publication date now. It was released on November 5th. here I am, I'm already late in December, and it took me that long to get the book. Well, my loss, this is so brilliant. It is highly ranked. You know, we're not big fans of Jeff Bezos. You know, maybe the man can come around. I don't know. In any event, this is, you know, where this is the number one seller of books, so it matters what's happening at Amazon. Well, it's got a 5-star rating. 1,198 people have rated this book. And you got to remember, lots of left-wingers undoubtedly have phoned in their 1-star lower rankings in order to try to hurt this book. You can bet that a bunch of them have, but still comes off with a 5-star rating. It's a number one bestseller in several categories. It's number one in U.S. national government. It's number one in political commentary and opinion. And it's number one in political conservatism and liberalism. So that's a hell of a thing. The average customer review here, listed here, 740 customer reviews, is a 4.5 stars. So this is a little different from what I see up above, which give it 5 stars. But the rankings versus customer reviews, I guess two different systems of ranking, one being just a click and the other being an actual review. The little blurb in Amazon says, this is the book that the leftist elites don't want you to read. Donald Trump Jr. exposes all the tricks that the left uses to smear conservatives and push them out of the public square, from online shadow banning to rampant political correctness. In Triggered, Donald Trump Jr. will expose all the tricks that the left uses to smear conservatives. Oh, is repeating this. Trump Jr. will write about the importance of fighting back and standing up for what you believe in. From his childhood summers in communist Czechoslovakia that began his political thought process. So his mom, Ivana, she might have been a Czech. Help me with this, some of you who may know more than I do. But he was born in 77, Czechoslovakia, not Czech Republic. Czechoslovakia was behind the Iron Curtain. So Don Jr. saw some eye-opening sights in his mother's home country probably. From that to working on construction sites with his father to the major achievements of President Trump's administration, Donald Trump Jr. spares no details and delivers a book that focuses on success and perseverance and proves offense is the best defense. And I'm going to read a couple of passages here. If I had done you a better service, I'd have underlined here some real gems in the book. And when I have this book well thumbed, I will have it bookmarked and I will have such passages for you. But so I'm going to be a little bit random here. But the book is that good that you can actually pretty much just drop in on any page and it's brilliant. I'll give you an example. I'm just doing it right now. I'm just going to get in here on a page. He says, while I was in my office, this is towards the end of the campaign in November of 2016, I was in my office, Ivanka and Eric were in theirs doing the same thing. I was running on pure adrenaline, testosterone, and about 12 Red Bulls. We weren't weeks or days out to election anymore. There were only hours left. We were coming to the end of one of the most brutal, hard-fought campaigns in history. I'll finish that right on the other side of this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now.
And enjoying together, really triggered by Donald Trump Jr. So let me resume our reading for this evening. This is from a chapter. I just opened the book at random here. And these are not going to be the gems because I didn't prepare this. This is chapter 9, election night. He says, I was running like my brother and sister, running on testosterone and 9 Red Bulls and 12 Red Bulls. There were only hours left. We were coming to the end of one of the most brutal, hard-fought campaigns in the history of American politics. And we were much closer to winning than anyone, including some members of the Trump campaign, though most wouldn't admit it today, ever thought we would be. We never wanted to look back and think that we could have worked harder. I wouldn't have been able to look my father in the eye if I had phoned it in the last day. I remembered one Saturday about 3 months earlier being out in Bedminster, that's the president's golf course in New Jersey, with the whole family, Mike Pence, Reince Priebus, Steve Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, Chris Christie, and Brad Parscale, the whole Trump team. They were presenting to my dad the schedule they'd come up with for the last 90 days of the campaign. I forgot who was doing the talking, maybe Steve Bannon, but it went something like this. Now, these are these wonderful inside glimpses that tell you so much that you're not going to get. Only the president really wouldn't give you this much detail. His son is able to give it. The president said, Bannon said something like, okay, you have an event this Saturday and then the rest of the day off. You have one on Sunday morning, but you'll be free that afternoon and the entire next day, unquote. Then Don Jr. comments, I guess they thought they were doing him a favor by finding him days off. But I could see the reaction building in my dad's face. Ivanka, Eric, and I exchanged knowing looks. It wasn't a matter of if he would explode, just when. See, he knows Donald Sr. in the way that, in this case, Steve Bannon didn't know him. Enough, he shouted. There's only 3 months left to the election. I don't want any days off. If I lose, I'll have all the time off I need. Unquote. It was amazing to see two different levels of work ethic, those in politics and my dad's. So the idea of slowing down never entered my mind. Oh, no. At this point, we could do 24/7 straight, standing on our heads. We were going pedal to the metal. By the way, I'll bet you there's a typo there. I'll bet you it's the only one in the book. He may not know that pedal to the metal is, he's got to know it because he's a man's man. Pedal to the metal means the metal floor of your car. And somebody misspelled it, metal, M-E-D-A-L, the homonym, different word, metal, that you wear on your chest. Anyway, I'll bet you that's the only typo in the book. Oh, gee, if only I could have been an editor for Donald Trump Jr. Let me find another one. I've got a little marker in here. There must have been something good. I put a marker in here while I was reading. Okay, you know, I've talked on this show about the refreshing nature of Donald Trump's bluntness. So here it is. The Sun has it in spades. He says this. He says, let me find it. Okay, listen to this. This is Don Jr. writing in the chapter, let's see, what chapter is this? This is chapter 2, Counterpunch. He says, the paragraph begins this way. It was in those few hours, right after the networks finally called the presidential election. Remember, that happened right here on this show, where we, this audience, we realized Donald Trump had made it and he was the next president. That the liberal press and the Clinton camp first started groping around for anything that would explain their loss. For them, my father's victory was the worst possible thing that could have happened. The postmortem that immediately followed the election read as if the world had come to an end. Get this. He gives examples of the reactions that people gave that night. Paul Krugman, this real creep who works for the New York Times. Paul Krugman, a columnist for the New York Times, wrote that markets were plunging. This is the night of the election. Were plunging and that they would probably never recover. And then in parentheses, Donald Trump Jr. asked, hey, how'd that work out? Because we got news today. The NASDAQ. Wait, what's the headline? The headline today is that the NASDAQ hit 9,000 for the first time ever today, Thursday. And all the other stocks, S&P 500, the Dow, they all hit new records. So how'd that work out, Paul Krugman, who unfortunately has made a lot of money in his 401k? A few weeks later, Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN, who, by the way, has my father to thank for his job, I don't know what the background to that is, blamed himself, saying that the network probably shouldn't have aired so many of Donald John Trump's campaign rallies. Remember, we, of course, aired those rallies right here, and we still do that, every one we can. And then Don Jr. writes, yeah, right, Jeff. This is a refreshing way that he talks and he writes and he thinks, yeah, right, Jeff. Now, there's going to be a vulgarity coming up here, so a vulgarity warning. But this is the president's son being refreshingly blunt. Yeah, right, Jeff. You could have filled the airspace with New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper reruns, and my dad still would have won. I guess these days CNN is paying reparations by choosing to be the anti-Trump network at all costs, especially in the ratings. Now get this. This is vintage Trump Jr. And he's got many passages like this in the book. All the experts proved what we've all known all along, that they are full of shit. I'm just reading the book, folks. The president's son. And that's it. That's the truth. That's it. That's it. You know, and I think the younger generation, they don't want to beat around the bush. They want you to say it the way it is. And the Trumps do. They all got it so wrong they needed cover. And when they saw something, no matter how asinine, it became gospel to cover their abject failure. So that's an example of that right there. And there's more. There's other more graphic stuff in here. And I'll read you some of the chapter headings here. It will give you a flavor of the book. I do want you to get this book, Triggered. And I'd love to hear some listeners to the show. Give me your reviews on Triggered. The subtitle of the book, Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. Now, that's something we know about on this network, is it not? They want to silence us. They would just as soon that this radio network not disappear and be destroyed, be crushed in every way possible. And you don't think they're out there working to achieve that? Every right-wing, conservative, patriotic organization that has any effectiveness has, of course, got the attention of the commies, the rats, the left, these people that are triggered, and every means, as the dirtier the better, is being used to destroy everything patriotic. Everything. Destroy the people. Destroy them any way you can. Smear them. Ruin their personal lives. Ruin them financially. Deplatform them. Defund them. Take away PayPal. Take away YouTube. Take away social media. Anything and everything they can do. So that's what he's writing about. And he's not living any kind of sheltered life of a rich man who's not aware of this down and dirty world that the left is dealing us. And then he writes, Shadow Banned, chapter 13, Shadow Banned, How the Liberals' Grip on Social Media Can Ruin Your Life. Then chapter 12, before it is, The Enemy of the People, question mark. Now that's one of the great contributions of his father, correctly labeling the media as the enemy of the people. Very good. And then here's chapter 7, Not Your Grandfather's Democrat Party. Very good. And he's picked up from his father, not calling it the Democratic Party, since they're not Democratic. They don't believe in that at all. They're the Democrat Party. And wonderful. Acknowledgements. Let me see who he acknowledges in this book, because it is so brilliant. Boy, he says, to my father, Donald J. Trump, I'm so proud of you. You were always there for us, and now you are there for our nation. Like your amazing parents, you always took care of our family. When you decided to run for office, you stepped up to the challenge, and your grandchildren and millions of other kids will be better off because of it. Boy, that's exactly what I said to that night, November 8, 2016, I woke up my then 6-year-old, maybe, and 12-year-old. And just to tell them that their future just got better, a lot better. We'll be better off because of it. You are one of the most incredible people I've ever known. Our country is blessed to have you as president with an incredible first lady by your side. Melania continues to bring poise and elegance to everything she does. Our nation is lucky to have her. Dad, I'd say keep fighting, but who are we kidding? You know no other way. Love you. Isn't that beautiful? An acknowledgement to his father. Then he says to my mother, grandmother, and late grandfather, writing this book back, brought back many memories of summers spent in Czechoslovakia. I wouldn't be the man I am today if it weren't for those adventures and incredible memories. Thank you. Then he says to my spectacular kids, Kai, Donnie, Tristan, Spencer, and Chloe, I love you more than anything. You were born into a unique family. We work hard and we achieve a lot. Aim for success in all you do. I will be there for you every step of the way, always. To Vanessa, thank you for our amazing children and the wonderful job you do with them. And he says to my siblings, Eric, Ivanka, Tiffany, and Baron, only you can understand the craziness we have experienced in the last 3 years. We learned who our true friends are, and we learned the viciousness of fake news. Nothing could have prepared us for the lies. We are Trumps. My glasses fell off, sorry. We don't play the victim card, and we will succeed here as well. We are in this together. And then he says, he has other dedications to other family members, acknowledgments, Jared, Laura, Kimberly. He says, he said, when Dad decided to run, he told me on the elevator ride down to the announcement in Trump Tower that we would soon find out who our true friends are. And then he lists other friends. Here is his acknowledgement to you. To every man, woman, and child who wakes up in this great nation and doesn't want to be a victim, but wants to live the American dream, wants to win, succeed, produce, create, thrive, give back, and make America great again. That's how he ends the book. What a book it is. Now let's go to his dad and see what he just tweeted, that NASDAQ hit 9,000 for the first time today. I wish I owned some stock. Everybody who owns stock is, you know, thanks to Donald Trump, is drastically changed their financial status. People that are heavily invested into stocks have made, have gotten wealthy thanks to one man and nothing else. Here's a John Voight, one of these exceptions in Hollywood, a patriot. Here's what he has to say. This is the top of Donald Trump's tweets right now. The president has put this at the top. I guess he's pinned it, you would say. Here's John Voight talking about the president.
There is a God. There is a truth. This left wing lacks truth. and are afraid of Trump's truth to save this country.
Wow.
Let us all stand with God, with President Trump, and ask the holy light of God and Jesus for their prayers, more now than ever, for the evil is trying to win. This is a battle for truths, and the left are afraid of the true truths that President Trump has brought forth. This is America. We are strong. We're smart. And our leader, President Trump.
I'll pause it right there. Don't want to leave this unfinished. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now is still the same, and the sound we make together is the music.
We're back, folks, and we're just in our last segment, and I want to, more important than what I was quoting, is our caller here, John in Missouri, the man who correctly identified the first on this show to say Donald Trump is our first real American president. Thank you, John in Missouri. You're on the air.
Hi, James. Hey, I told y'all once before that we finally elected an executive for the executive position, and that was Donald Trump. It'd be nice to have number two, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Donald Jr.
Yeah, you know, I am so thrilled that with the brilliance of Don Jr. So I think I'm going to read this book. I'm going to study the man. But I'll tell you what, he looks, you know, God bless Mike Pence, but Mike Pence doesn't have the fire. You know, he doesn't have the, I'm not criticizing him in any way. I'm just saying that the Donald Trump is a George Patton, and Mike Pence is, you know, more of a great administrator. So, but we need a Patton.
James, I've been telling my liberal Democrat acquaintances that Donald Jr. will be running after senior here for several months. I'd like him to go home with a good thought, you know.
He'll be 46 years old, so he you know, that's plenty mature. And you know, you talked about we finally elected a real executive. Here's an example of that. I'm just reading here on the president's tweets today, and I didn't know this about the president. Shortly after he was elected, he asked for briefings with the military. And there's a new book out in which a guy who interviewed hundreds of people, it's called Trump and His Generals. Peter Bergen wrote the book. And it turns out that Donald Trump, here's what he said. I want briefings with the military, but here's what he said. I don't want any generals in here. I don't want any officers. And he said, I just want enlisted guys. Isn't that beautiful?
Interesting.
Yeah,
well,
very interesting.
That's interesting.
But now it gets better. One of the first groups called in were Afghanistan veterans, were U.S. Navy SEALs. And here's what they said. They said to the president, it's unwinnable. NATO's a joke. Nobody knows what they're doing. This is the SEALs talking. We don't fight to win. The morale is terrible. It's totally corrupt. Now, were any generals going to tell him that?
Oh, no.
No way. Yeah, no way.
You know, one of the good things about JFK during that Cuban Missile Crisis is he didn't trust his generals and his admirals because they all wanted to go into Cuba. Let's go bomb them. Let's do this. Let's do that. Had that happened, we'd have been at war with Russia.
Yeah.
And I'd seen the movie, Kennedy, being he was in the Navy, he knew what the military was all about, and he just didn't want to do that. I hope Donald sees it, too. James, have a good evening, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much, John. And we'll all meet up again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then. So long, folks.
Don't stop believing.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.